The Pope's visit last September was an historic moment for Philadelphia, though for many businesses, it wasn't exactly a lucrative one. Now, with the DNC rolling into town, local restaurants hope they'll get a bigger cut this time around. More from WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt.
Everyone in the Philly restaurant industry has a Pope story. Very few of them have happy endings.
I was standing on an East Passyunk with the chef owner of Townsend, the chef owner of Nord, and the chef owner of Fond.
That's Francis Creto Cretarola. He's the co-owner of Lever 2 and Brigantessa, a couple of trendy Italian joints, both located on perhaps the hottest dining block in the city. Except when the Pope wheeled into town last September, in which case it wasn't so hot.
We were standing on East Passyunk having a beer on a Saturday at 9 o'clock because our businesses were almost empty. I mean, there was a lot of sort of whistling past the graveyard kind of laughter and joking about it, but yeah, no, I mean, we count on that.
Restaurateurs have a lot of theories for why the Pope visit flopped. Some say the city scared locals out of town. Others say pilgrims just aren't the type who dine out. Regardless of cause, lots of folks still feel burned, which begs the question, how are restaurants eyeing the DNC?
I think people are cautiously optimistic.
The DNC host committee estimates the convention will generate between $250 and $300 million for the regional economy. Ben Falecchia, president of the Philadelphia Hotel and Restaurant Alliance, believes some of that will trickle into restaurant cash registers.
We know that there's 40 to 50,000 folks going to be in town that week, which is a great amount of people.
To compare, the Secret Service says 1 million people pass through the security lines during the papal weekend. So Falecchia is not ready to predict a bonanza.
It's the same amount of people as a preseason Eagles game.
From a restaurant's perspective, the DNC is a little bit of a puzzle. It's not cumbersome enough to shut down major roadways like the Pope visit did, and political types are expected to spend big. But there's concern that the convention hours, 5 to 11 every night, will leave eateries barren during the dinner rush.
I was here during the Republican convention when there was also a lot of hype, and when I look back at my records from 2000, the month of July was no different than any other July in the history of 20 years of being open.
Ellen Yin co-owns a quartet of Philadelphia restaurants, including Fork in Old City. Asked to describe her reservation book for the week of the DNC, she offers one word.
Light.
She has, however, been able to rent out Fork for a trio of prepaid breakfasts. Places around town are banking on these so-called buyouts from delegations and lobbyists to juice their bottom line.
Cheers.
Cheers.
That includes McGillan's Old Ale House in Center City, which opened in 1856, the year Philly hosted the first ever Republican National Convention. To get ready for this year's convention, co-owner Chris Mullins has plastered his pub in political paraphernalia.
The taller donkeys are all old Jim Beam bottles going back through. You can see, like, here's 1980.
Mullins knows folks still have a hangover from last year's papal letdown.
And I hope that the Pope experience didn't negatively affect people's planning. I mean, if we come off like we don't care, then in the future, events like this may think twice. Do we want to come to Philadelphia if we are not going to roll out the red carpet?
Mullins thinks the convention could boost his profits 20 to 30%. But the real value of the DNC, he says, won't be measured in 1 week's worth of receipts. It'll be measured in how it enhances the city's image.
This event, it sets the tone for the next 10 to 15 years.
And when you've been open for 160 years, taking the long view doesn't sound so crazy. I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.